Putting more American forces in Europe. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Biden says the U.S. will do to
respond to the changed security environment as well as strengthening our collective security.
He says at the NATO summit in Spain, we'll send more warships and fighter jets and
in Poland, we're going to establish a permanent headquarters for the U.S. 5th Army Corps.
All this after Russia's invasion. Ukraine's president asked leaders at the summit today for more weapons to help them fight back, warning if not, that the Allies would face a war with Russia themselves later. A Chinese official is accusing NATO of provoking conflict with a Cold War mentality and creating enemies. More dramatic testimony in the House Capitol riot investigation that President Trump calls phony. Fox's Jared Halpern.
Testifying for the House Select Committee, Cassidy Hutchinson says her boss, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, was told about the risk of violence on January 6th.
It was becoming clear to us and to the Secret Service that Capitol Police officers were getting overrun.
But Hutchinson says former President Trump still planned to travel to the Capitol. She was told he became irate when prevented from going.
The president said something to the effect of, "I'm the effing president. Take me up to the Capitol now."
Hutchinson says she was told Trump even lunged towards the vehicle's steering wheel.
A Secret Service source tells Fox two agents are willing to testify that did not happen. There are still 11 survivors hospitalized in Texas found among the 51 dead migrants crammed inside the back of an 18-wheeler in San Antonio Monday. The Supreme Court could rule next hour on the Biden administration's attempt to end the Trump-era Remain in Mexico border policy for asylum-seeking immigrants. Republican Congressman Pat Fallon from Texas tells Fox if the court allows it.
Basically, we're going to have a de facto open border because what these NGOs and what the progressives are telling the folks that migrate illegally to the country is to claim asylum.
The court has four undecided cases left this term. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
There are winners celebrating this morning after voting in eight states.
Well, how about that win, huh?
Senator Mike Lee beat back Republican primary challengers in Utah.
Out in Colorado, all House incumbents in primaries advanced to November. That includes 3rd District Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. Moving east to Oklahoma's Republican Senate primary, Congressman Mark Wayne Mullins got less than a majority. He'll be in a runoff against T.W. Shannon to see who faces Democrat Kendra Horn for the retiring James Inhofe's Senate seat. Republican James Lankford easily won his Senate primary last night. Illinois had two incumbent versus incumbent contests. In the 15th district, Republican Mary Miller beat Rodney Davis, while Democrat Sean Casten won over Marie Newman in the 6th district. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Those Illinois contests were triggered by congressional redistricting. They'll finish putting a jury together today in Florida that will decide if Nicholas Cruz should get the death penalty for the massacre at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland in 2018. Cruz already pleaded guilty to murdering 17 students and adults. We could learn more info today about the even bigger massacre last month at a school in Uvalde, Texas.
A Texas House panel continues digging in a public hearing this morning in Uvalde, Texas, into the shooting that left 19 third and fourth graders and two teachers at Robb Elementary School dead at the hands of a gunman who we've learned in a recent Senate hearing was driven by social media fame and whose questionable behavior went unchecked. The latest hearing with law enforcement and other affected parties and amid the accusations of failure between local and state law enforcement. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed before the opening bell this hour and the price of gas down a penny for a 15th straight day. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.